Not yet. I didn't press live yet.
There we go. The Fox News thing on there, cool.
Yeah, I got Fox News. I got a couple. I couldn't find CNN, but you have one.
Take a little bit above the top, okay? Welcome, my friends, to another recording session of Freedom Law School's Weekly Freedom Hour. I'll be covering the topic of IRS claiming that they're going to be hiring about 3,700 new employees. What does that mean for you or not? That is what we'll discuss tonight. As usual, I will answer any and all of your questions at the very end of this Freedom Hour recording. So hang in there. Some of you I know have sent documents for me to look at. We got Robin. Robin Luke from Las Vegas, Gregory and Caroline from St. Cloud, Florida. And we got, let's see, we got another person, Richard, about current payment plans with the IRS. I'll cover that topic. And Robert, Ternila Loto. Okay, well, Todd. Okay, I didn't say name right, sorry. I'll cover ask the questions, folks, if you can, would be better, because sometimes when I look at your paperwork, your input as to the history of the situation adds a lot to me being able to help you better with your questions, okay? So with that, we're going to be starting momentarily with my favorite book cover, The Federal Mafia by Great Edward Schutt, because we are, folks, battling the Federal Mafia, aren't we? That's the reality. That's why we're doing what we're doing. To restore freedom in America, where you can be free and all Americans can be free. So with that, are ready, guys? Hello, my friends. I am Peyman Mutahideh, the president of Freedom Law School. No, we have to start again, I'm told. Too slow. Okay, all right. We'll start again. Hello, my friends. I am Peyman Mutahideh, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. Tonight, I will cover the topic that's in the news. IRS has announced that it intends to hire about 3,700 more people. Here we are in September 2023. What does that mean to you? Is the IRS going to come after you or leave you alone? We'll discuss that topic and what you can do to keep these thieves off of your back. First, let's look at the news, folks, that we're seeing on my screen. As I said, it's all the news coming out. IRS wants to hire 3,700 new people to audit the wealthy. Here's Washington Times. Here is the Fox Business. They call to crack down on wealthy tax cheats, okay? And then Forbes says, they do this to ramp up focus on millionaires and large corporations. Which, by the way, Forbes is the most accurate of all these news sources, because here is the actual IRS official news release that says they're looking to hire employees nationwide to help expand compliance for large corporations and complex partnerships. That's right. They want to go after large corporations and partnerships, not you, the average American. That's the good news. That's why experienced accountants are encouraged to apply for revenue positions. That's right, because these experienced accountants are the ones that may be able to look at large corporations and complex partnership arrangements. Mm-hmm. Well, let's go first, folks. I got to show you. As always, I love to rely on government's own official websites and reports that tell it to you if you simply pay attention. The truth is there hidden. So here is from Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration, TICTA, the official auditors of the U.S. Treasury in August 2023. In this report, they say these words. Over 43,000 employees separated from the IRS between fiscal years 2019 and 2022. Wow. Folks, that's a lot. As a result, IRS had an 8.5% three-year average attrition rate, people leaving at the end of 2022. Folks, that is a lot. 43,000 employees. Mm-hmm. You see, folks? However, the IRS hired new employees at the rate that increased its overall labor force from about 76,000 employees at the end of 19 to 83,000, roughly, employees at the end of 2022. But, folks, here's the thing about it. You can hire people off the street. Anybody can hire. It's another thing to train that person. Make sure they have no anything what to do rather than just simply collecting a paycheck, right? So let's continue on, folks. And you see why this is all going on, this hiring, right? IRS anticipates hiring 12,000 new employees to replace attrition losses as well as an additional 13,700 new employees. In April 2022, the IRS commissioner testified for Congress, folks, that the IRS will need to hire an additional 52,000 employees over the next 6 years just to maintain its current staffing levels. Wow. That's right. They have to hire 52,000 employees just to maintain its current staffing levels because they have roughly about, 80,000 employees. They lost about half of that in 3 years, 43,000 employees. Yep. Folks, that is not a picture of a successful organization that keeps its people and they stay and learn and get better and better and more competent. No, it's a picture of an organization that hires people off the street and is just collecting a paycheck for doing very little. So let's go further on this thing. And another report from TICTA, the IRS needs to leverage the most effective training for revenue agents examining high-income, tax filers. Look at this. This is large business and international. LBNI is large business and international. And SBSE is small business self-employed divisions. Okay. Look at this, folks. On this revenue agent staffing level comparison. A large business and international division, okay, by end of 2019, 20 and 2023, okay, they had a 4.3% drop from over 3,040 to 2,900 level of employees. However, small business owners, they went at 2019 from about 4,750 employees down to about 4,200 employees. That's over 10% drop. Yes, already in 3 years. That hurts, okay? But guess what? Large corporations are very difficult and complex to audit. Tax returns of the large corporations on the average about 5,000-6,000 pages. Just a tax return. How do you even understand that? That's a big complex book for you to try to audit, right? So here we go to this other June 2023 report from Treasury Auditors, okay? Planning efforts to hire employees who conduct audits of high earners and large business could be improved because they are failing and auditing large corporations, folks. The biggest 1,000 corporations, the Googles and Facebooks, okay, of the universe, folks, the big oil companies, these guys have very complex operations. They need really train experienced people to do the job with these entities audits, right? So here's what the report says. Due to decrease in its budget, the IRS's enforcement functions, full-time equivalent or FTE employees have declined 30% from approximately 50,000 in the year 2010 to approximately 35,000 in 2021. Wow, that's a big drop. The chart you see on this page is exactly what it shows. Okay, that's a big drop from 50,000 to 35,000. Okay, and they say that this reduced full-time equivalent employees may affect the IRS's ability to maintain sufficient audit coverage of entities and individuals contributing the most to the tax gap. Tax gap is what they say the IRS should be collecting, but it's not, because people are not paying what they confess they owe. People underreported income. You know, they lied and cheated on the tax return or simply filed because they're not required to file income tax, like me and 98% of you out there, folks, right? So it also limits the IRS's efforts to collect the taxes that taxpayers acknowledge they owe but have not paid. Think about that, folks. IRS cannot even collect from people that acknowledge, they admit, and confess on 1040 income tax confession forms that they owe these taxes, but they simply do not have the money to pay the IRS. You see, that's a big problem for the IRS. And as you see here, folks, this is from our website. We have this from a Taxpayer Advocate Services chart that shows IRS's levies, liens, and seizures for years 2010 through 2021. And you see here that these lines, the top line, the dark green line is levies, taking your bank account and paycheck. For 2010 and 11, okay, it was about 3.7 million IRS levies. Look how it's gone down over 10 years. 2021, and the bottom left, it dropped to only about $300,000. That's a crash, folks. Yes, so losing all these people, as they say, you know, it does affect, okay, even people that acknowledge they owe the IRS but have not paid. They're leaving, folks. Best deal with the IRS, but cannot pay a loan. I think that answers many of the questions you guys have had about this, right? You pay all the IRS, but guess what? IRS is unable to come after a vast majority of you, okay? So here we are. Now let's go to this chart, okay? And this other report shows that IRS is in the process of hiring employees to increase audit coverage of large business. And GWH, I think, is those the giant wealthy people. Yes, right, wealthy people. So they are focusing on these very, very, very rich people, okay? Now, here's another report of Treasury auditors on August of 2023, okay? They want to examine high-income taxpayers, right? They need to leverage the most effective training for revenue agents. Training is critical. You cannot just hire people, folks. Throw them in there. You gotta train them to be knowledgeable. IRS is losing. Its people are retiring. The number one reason employees are leaving the IRS because they're retiring. They're just too old, 65, 70. How long do you keep these old people around? They must slowly do some things part-time. You hold on to them. Eventually, they have to leave. Or they get sick, right? Or simply pass away, folks. That's just the reality of life. So here this report I just showed you says this in its introduction, okay? They want to assess the IRS's strategy to train employees hired specifically to conduct audits of high earners and large businesses that underreport income. Yep, corporations that underreport income. Big entities that file but cheat. Yes, what kind of corporation or businesses they're not coming after. Businesses and corporations simply do not file a 1040 income tax confession draft form. Yes, IRS basically leaves corporations, partnerships, LLCs, trusts, any entity that doesn't file, they leave you alone. They focus on those that file and underreport income. Yep, that's what their focus is on. Now here you see revenue agent hiring for year 2021 to 2023 as of March, and it's going down. Now they have different grades, folks, of government service. They use GS as abbreviation. So the higher number of government service number, the more experienced, talented you are. So this chart, you see GS. So on the top left, you see general schedule, grade. Low grades are GS 5, 7, and 9. Mid grade is GS 11 and 12. And high, GS 13 and 14. Here's a large business and international division on the center columns. And on the right column, you see small business and self-employed division, okay, for small business people. So look at the year 2021 to 23 on the big corporations, right? Look at these numbers are crashing. All the numbers are going down, either zero to begin with or high. Look at how the mid-grade people are zero. IRS has very little mid-grade people to go after big corporations. And the high people hiring is extremely low, from 254 to 15. Wow, that is a crash. 254, 215 within just about 2 years. How about small business self-employed division? Years 21 to 23. Okay, from 240 down to 19, 258 to zero, 106 to zero, 2 years in a row. Folks, they are not hiring people nowhere close to what they need. Now you can see, folks, the total revenue agent hires from 313 to 15, from 604 to 19. That is a crash. Folks, you can't just hire people, let them sit there, drink coffee, okay, and don't do nothing. You got to train them, assuming they're half intelligent to begin with, which most IRS employees are not, okay? So here we go. Let's look at this, another one, the attrition. Again, for years 21 through 23, okay, and again, we got for years 21, 22, and 23, large business international division for mega corporations and self-employed small business division. Okay, again, the numbers are continuing to go down every year. Yep, look at that. On the bottom right, okay, they had the GS 13, 14 experienced people. Okay, they went from 346 to 7 on the right. 7. Because that's almost nothing. That is terrible for the IRS. It simply cannot function effectively, even close to effectively, with those numbers of people. You see? And this is a classic. Yes. This one's on our website. This is the best of all the reports. It's right here. Look at this one, okay? September 2017, a significantly reduced automated substance for return program negatively affected collection and filing compliance. That's right. Basically, folks, the IRS has deliberately chosen to leave income tax non-filers alone by over 99%. It's shocking, but it's true. Look at this chart thing. Figure 6 from that report, okay? The top is the figure 6 that talks about the circles on the top left area. I'll put them in the bottom. And the circle on the right, it's at the bottom center, okay? Now, look at those numbers. Basically, this shows that they used to come after non-filers, repeat non-filers like me, about 1 million people per year. That's out of folks about 70 to 80 million non-powers. They came out of maybe 1 million. That's one out of 70 or one out of 80 people, roughly. That was when they were good. Irish was trying to do something. Actually, they sent only some, usually harmless, requests for passage on letters. That was called going after them. Dumb, computer-generated language letters, right? Look at the bottom. Now, the circle on the right side is made big at the bomb center. That's only about 1,000 repeat non-files IRS came after in 2016. Near zero. This is really a 99.9% drop of IRS going after non-filers, leaving you alone if you simply stop. If you stop filing and stay not filing. Don't put the rope around your neck. Mm-hmm. And this other Treasury report says clearly in May of 2020 that high-income non-filers owing billions of dollars are not being worked by the IRS, which means that low or average filers are completely left alone. Even high-income ones, they're not coming after, right? Well, let's get more specific. I put this on our website, this report part, the key parts right here. And basically says that the IRS refuses to graft the extremely rich non-filers. U.S. Treasury auditors gave the IRS a list of 100 richest income tax non-filers who each would owe the IRS about $100 million. And recommended to the IRS to go after these people for taxes. The IRS is so broken, disorganized, lazy, and irresponsible that the IRS refused to commit to going after these extremely rich, high-income non-filers. You can see the source document, you know, on the page. You know, if you're on our website, here is the relevant page right here. You can freeze frame and read this for yourself. Come back, this is exactly what they said. Now, this is the best part. You gotta get the big picture about the IRS. This 1 minute clip tells the story of the IRS versus the American people. Let's play it for you all, okay? Here we go. Watch this, folks. Yep. Those puny ants are you, the American people, compared to the IRS, the tax court judges, the big banks, corporations, the politicians, the swamp, right? You afraid of them? But there's way too many of us for them to come after. You gotta get that, folks. Way too many of us, not enough of them. And if you, the American people, ever figure that out, that we outnumber them way, way, way by the millions to one, there goes their way of life. You're no longer a slave. Get back to freedom if we figure it out, folks. Right? So I'm going to give you folks at our website. You want to go to freedomlawschool.org. That's where you regain your power and freedom. Yes. And you'll never again voluntarily have to pay Washington, D.C. swamp legally and safely, guaranteed if you choose. It's your choice. Folks, step one starts right here. Follow the law that based on the official legal website of the U.S. government, no law requires 99% of Americans to file paper taxes. And this 9-minute video is the start of you opening your eyes. There's a few short videos that you want to see below that, okay? And more detailed videos of them is right below them. And then, folks, step three after step two is very critical, too, because step three is you realizing that the IRS is mostly bluff. Yes, we outnumber them 100.
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Oh, okay. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me? Okay. Mm-hmm. I can't hear you through the phone, but I can hear you through the online. So I'll do that. It's Marcella. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Should I call back? Oh, okay.
The folks will be right back to what's going on with the sound issue. When the video messed up, the video,
okay,
yeah,
there
that messed up the video we played. You took it off now. Okay. All right. Go to speak right now. Let's try again. Are you there, Marcella?
I am. Hi. Thank you. Now it's
now I don't hear you. Okay. I hear you now, Marcella. Can you hear me?
You can hear me? Okay. Yes.
Yes.
I can hear you. Excellent.
Okay. Cool. Marcella, how did you hear about Freedom Law School?
So I heard about you through my canons and Sue Peters.
Speak up.
And,
I cannot hear you.
Oh, Mike Adams and Sue Peters. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. And I called before. I talked to you a couple of times before. Yeah, I can hear you. Oh, wait.
Okay.
Yeah, there you are. I'm putting things together. I talked to your office, and we talked about my situation, and they asked me to call the show. Can you hear me? You can't hear me.
Yes. Yes. I hear you.
Because I'm in California, and I know you were in Orange County before. And it's not an option for me to move at this point. So in terms of paying state tax, I wanted to see if you had a resource or any like-minded CPA in Orange County. I can't hear you now. Hold on.
What help do you need? What kind of help do you need?
Well, when I spoke to your office, they recommended that because California state tax collectors are so evil, that
mm-hmm.
maybe it would be an option to pay state taxes and not pay federal. But
correct.
I just wanted to understand how to file that and all those things.
Well, you can just have whoever filled out your federal 1040 tax form, TurboTax, HR and Block, accountant, bookkeeper, whoever you had,
uh-huh.
fill out the federal form, take the number from federal form, put it on your California 540 tax form, do the rest of it, and then turn the California form to California, and that's it. But
so
federal won't do nothing.
But the federal 1040 form, wouldn't that be zero?
Of course, this is assuming you fill it out the way you did previously. Not, you know, assuming, you know, they whatever the W-2 1099 information you have, put it on there, assuming it's all correct. It's not, but because California is so lawless and aggressive, with a gun to your head, you can do it that way.
Okay, so do it how I've been doing it?
Right, but don't turn in the federal form, only the California form.
Got it. I understand. Okay. So you mm-hmm. wouldn't recommend working with a CPA that things like you?
What good would that do? You need a CPA to do this process for you? I can refer you to one, call our office. I can refer you to a CPA that can do that for you. Sure. I can. Do you want to pay somebody to do that for you? I can do that, but you can do it yourself or some HR block if you're cheap.
Right.
How much money do you
make?
Got it. How much do you make, Marcella?
About 60, 70, depending on my sales.
So why would you want to pay somebody $500 or $1,000 to the form that you could do yourself?
Right. Good point. Now, is there an option to not pay state at all that you would recommend going into that kind of thing or not?
You just said that. You are not able to leave that Communist Republic of Mexicania. Can you? So you're stuck. You're stuck in a communist republic. That's why I left Orange County. Went to, you know, came to Florida over 10 years ago. As long as you're there, you have to pay the high housing prices, high gas prices, corrupt, this tax system, you know, the slum, the traffic, the homeless, you know, the crime, you know, all that stuff, you know, you choose to stay there. But if you make it so little, Marcella, I would leave. The only thing I know really keeps people really there is they have to have a lot of strong family ties, or in a divorce situation, you're just spouse and you have ex-spouse and you have child custody, and that you have to stay because the child over there behind. Yeah, other than that, you're not even making that much money. In California, $67,000 a year is not that much.
Right.
So, all right, Marcella, anything else?
Okay. No. That's
what
it.
Can't
Thank
you for
your insight.
Let me ask you, what can't you leave California the next 2 years? Maybe not in the next 6 months. Why in the next 2 years you can't leave?
It's really family related, and my husband doesn't want to at all. I would. I would go to Florida. I would go to Texas.
Yep. Yeah. Well, as you get your husband
I could go
about,
alone.
Show your husband how the housing is so much more affordable in Florida. He might change his mind. Bring him to our Freedom Rally in February, Restore Freedom Rally in Florida, in Orlando. Let him see how beautiful it is. After seeing it, he might change his mind.
Yeah, I could try. He loves you. He agrees with everything you say and everything, but he just, his roots are here and he.
Why?
He just doesn't, but.
Why?
Weather, business, family, roots from childhood.
His business is tied to California. He cannot move it someplace else?
He could.
Well, that's not an issue. Okay, anyhow, we'll talk about it later. I got your question answered.
Okay,
after
no
me.
Problem,
Thanks,
no man. Problem. Yeah, thank
Marcella.
You so much, Faye.
You're
Take
welcome.
Care. Bye-bye.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Right.
Let's go to back to our call from area code 916 from the heart of the corrupt international Communist Republic of Mexicania, Sacramento, California. What is your first name, my friend? Area code 916.
It is Michelle, and my husband Mark is listening from the computer.
Very good. Michelle and Mark, with a K or C?
With a K.
Very good. And how may I help you?
Well, I had sent documents late last night, and I'm sure they just didn't get to your hands yet for today, but I can ask you two-part questions, if I could.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one is that we had made a partial payment to the feds and to our lovely state of California. And we filed an extension. We didn't sign anything. There's nowhere to sign on those extension forms, like the 1040.
Mm-hmm.
But we did send in a partial payment. So my question is, can we just not pay the remainder, so to speak, in October? And could we possibly get that money back?
First question answer is yes. Simply by October 15, file nothing and pay him no more money. The money you already gave him, it's water on the bridge. Kiss him goodbye, it's gone. From here onwards, don't pay the crooks any more money.
Hmm. Okay, so we just completely stop. Is there, do we do what you said in step six and contact our congressman with the wonderful notice that you have?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, put him on notice. Hey, I'm not going to pay you guys any more of my hard-earned money. I'm no longer going to be a slave. At least you can show me why I have to be by law, be a slave. They never tell you why you have to be a slave, but for your free woman or man.
Okay. Do both my husband and I have to do separate notices, or can we, since we filed jointly, can we just do it together?
Why not join it together? You are one. Yes, do it together.
Yes, we are. Okay. And then my other question is, we are a self-proprietor, small business here, my husband's a chiropractor, wellness practitioner. And we are getting ready to hire our first employee and not sure if we need to mess around with W-2s, W-4s, 1099s, that kind of stuff.
Well, since you're contacting us right now at the right stage, before you do that, we can go over as a member your arrangements you have with this person. Maybe this person, instead of being an employee, could be an independent contractor, depending on how you possibly be able to arrange things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. We are obviously trying to find somebody that agrees with not only our holistic health approach, but also our patriotic approach.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, we're not in a rush. We're going through the process. We're trying to find the right person. So, yeah, it's nice that we're not in a rush.
Yes, good, good.
Okay, so we will just not file the any other forms or any other money to the feds or our state. And we will be looking into signing up for the Restore Freedom Plan.
California is a little separate issue because it's so aggressive and lawless. They make IRS look like good old church Sunday boys. Okay? So, especially if I'm unlicensed business person. So we've got to just go over that California and discuss your options. As you heard me talk earlier, with Marcella and, you know, other people from California. So, but IRS, federal, you can be certainly free.
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking my call and answering our questions.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Thank you for calling.
All right. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Same with you. I'm going to be in Diamond and Silk at that tonight interview at 10 o'clock Eastern, by the way. So I'm going to take a break after a while and come back. You might see me on Rumble on a Diamond and Silk show later this evening. Yeah, so I'm going to announce the number one more time, and then I'm going to take your written questions if there's no live callers. So if you're a live caller, folks, remember the numbers on your screen. Call 657-383-1755, and on your telephone keypad, press 1. That will let me know you have a question, 657-383-1755, and on your telephone keypad, plus 1. I'm going to take your question right now next. So we have a letter here from Gregory and Caroline that in August 7th, 2023, they got a letter from the IRS's appeals office in Florida that received their Form 12513, request for a collection due process hearing, and it is signed by a revenue officer, okay? And then I see you got also a letter on September 5th. Rather, that collection due process hearing is... doesn't say much about things. That one just requires, they want you to file some 1040 income tax confession trap forms for years 18 through 22. It's by a revenue officer. So this is not your IRS appeals officer. So you do not have to respond to this person at all. An IRS appeals officer is the one that gives you the hearing. Okay, so you can ignore this letter. Now, the other one, September 5th, is from IRS's office also in Florida. They say this is in reply to your recent correspondence, and then they just give you this canned letter that, you got to pay your fair share of taxes, don't listen to other people who try to mislead you and get you in trouble and blah, 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 blah. That is from the same revenue officer that wrote the letter to you earlier. So you can ignore that letter as well. And the next thing we have is September 5th about your inquiry dated August 16th. Okay. Let's see. And they'll send you a letter to schedule a meeting for August 15th, 2023. And they don't say much about it. And I do not know what you wrote to them. Not knowing what you told them, I do not know what to respond. I need the whole thing. You probably need a one-on-one private consultation so I can analyze all this and figure out what's going on, what to do. Because I don't know what's going on here with your case. Okay. Yeah. I would certainly write to them and say, hey, where's my IRS appeals officer? Let me hear from my IRS appeals officer. I'm supposed to get one from a IRS appeals officer. Assuming you're entitled to one, request for a collection due process hearing, but maybe you are not entitled to one because you never got a letter called a final notice of intent to levy and notice of your right to hearing. Without a letter, you cannot ask for a collection due process hearing. So, I don't know. Need to talk to you one-on-one privately with all your other paperwork to see what's going on and recommend a course of action for you with confidence and accuracy. Next we have, we have a call from area code 830. Let's take that call from 830 first. Then we're going to continue on with the documents and letters that we got. 830 caller, please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please. Are you there? Turn off your computer's volume down and ask your question, please. Area code 83, are you there? Okay. So he's not there. We'll come back to him. So we have someone sent us a letter, Robin Luke, from Las Vegas, about the year 2022. Got a letter from the IRS. IRS's Austin office, June 8th. Why we are sending this letter, we will receive a tax return for your 2022 using your name and Satan surveillance number, SSN, or individual tax ID number, okay? If we did file, verify your return online. So they want to find out whether either this form was filed by you or it's a fraud. So if it's a fraud, tell them, okay, it's a fraud, okay? So that's all it is, folks. It's just a simple, plain English, folks. You know, there's nothing to it, okay? So you must verify your return at this IRS.gov verify return address they give, okay? Follow the process there. Okay, you can call a number also they give you. If it's not yours, you know, just follow the instructions. You know, I don't recommend filing 1040 confession forms anyways. So I'm not going to focus too much on this filing stuff, folks. Just ignore these crooks and criminals. Don't do business with them. We have another call from area code 702 right now. Let's see if he's ready. Call from area code 702. Please give me your first name. I heard about us. And then your question, please.
Hi, this is Robin Luke. I've been having connection issues, so just calling in just now. Regarding my letter I sent in.
Oh, IRS. Yes, Robin. Yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yes, I just went over your letter. Yeah, what about it?
So I haven't contacted the IRS yet, so should I contact them and tell them that it wasn't me that filed, or how do I go about this?
I would try it online first before you call them. Okay?
Okay.
I don't want to put on the phone and get a hold of you and say, to scare you, say, hey, why did you not file yourself? This person's filed for you. Why don't you? You better do it. You better go to prison. You take your bank account and paycheck. Scare you. Are you scared enough?
Right.
You fall? Because you're not scared good enough? Did I get a good job? Like Monsters, Inc.? Right? That's what they do.
Yep.
That's why I'd rather you not call them if you can't. Do the online thing. Seriously, you know?
Yeah.
I haven't
filed
my taxes. Cartoon, huh?
Yeah. My wife did the extension, but I haven't filed it yet. So, I mean, I'm not going to file.
Yeah. Yep. Don't file. Don't file for Monsters, Inc. Yep.
Yep. So any previous taxes that are paid for 2022 and for 2023 is a wash. Oh.
Yep, let it go.
Yeah. Okay.
What was in the future?
I have another question. I'm starting an e-commerce online business, and as far as profits is concerned, any money gains that I make, I don't have to pay taxes on that, do I?
Of course not. Unless you are a citizen or resident of the District of Columbia, are you?
Columbia, yeah. Nope.
You're not.
I live in Las Vegas.
Very good. You're good then.
All right. That was easy.
Very good. Very good, my friend. Thanks for calling. I'm glad to be helped you, Robert.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, my friend. Let's go to Todd, who got a letter called Notice of Intent to Offset Individual Income Tax from Missouri Department of Revenue. That says you owe them about $2,000. All this letter means is, look, they say you owe them $2,000. If you file with the IRS, and if you're owed a refund, we're letting you know, before you get the money, we will take that refund from you. That's it. So that means if you do not file, there's no refund coming to you. You know, Missouri Department of Revenue will not take that money away from you. That's all. So don't worry about it, folks. You all good. Nothing to worry about. Let's see. I think we got all the calls with questions and answered. Very good. I'm going to put the number on the screen one more time. Any last calls with questions, the number to call is 657-383-1755. And a telephone keypad, press 1, and I will take the question now. 657-383-1755. And a telephone keypad, press 1. And I should announce to you guys, folks, that we're going to be having our Restore Freedom Night with Stu Peters is going to be happening in February 2nd through 5th. Yep. It's going to be in Orlando, Florida, folks. Okay. We get more speakers besides myself. Sue Peters officially announced. They put them on there, folks. And it'll be a great event. Okay. And we're not taking reservations yet, but we will very soon, my friends. So be sure to block that date aside on the calendar, February 2nd through 5th in Orlando, Florida. So with that, folks, I wish you all a lovely, free future full of prosperity, joy, love, and happiness. But guess what? I can't do it for you. You've got to do it. And the way you do it is go to our website, okay? freedomlawschool.org. That is your solution source to regain your power and freedom. And never again have to voluntarily pay the Washington, D.C. swamp safely and legally guaranteed. And folks, go take the 7 steps to free yourself of IRS deception, fear, robbery, and slavery. It's all there as you drive to and from work. Listen to these steps as you do any passive activity. Listen to these steps. Our videos are there. And then when you get home or work at lunch or dinner, watch these videos. The first 5 steps are absolutely free. You all should do it. Okay? Zero cost to you. Okay? The step 6 is a privilege. For those of you who want to join our Restore Freedom Plan, we give you a guarantee. Yash will not take nothing from you or go to prison. That's an option, and also option to tell others, spread the word, and get paid. So go to freedomlawschool.org, and we got another call, looks like now, with a question from area code 708 that just joined us. Call from area code 708. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hi, this is Jeff, and I've heard about you a long time ago, be friends. And so today I had a question about trust. So is there a good idea to have the trust to be more of a low profile or no name involved directly to your name, you know, the alphabet agencies looking for you? Is it better a way to hide, or is there a lot of paperwork involved keeping up with a trust?
First of all, you don't need to hide. Okay, you have your congressmen, your lawmakers, be upfront about all this. Hey, look, I'm going to follow the law as published in the Internal Revenue Code, federal tax laws, okay, U.S. Treasury regulations, Supreme Court, okay? There's nothing to hide. There's no need to hide. You're upfront about it.
Okay.
You've got to recognize you have the power, my friend. Look, guys, that's why I keep telling you. You've got to regain your power. If you knew you were powerful, you would not be asking that question, Robin. You know that you have the power. You have much more power than you that you knew. They were deceived to make you feel you're weak. You are not. You are a powerful man. Once you recognize that, you can be free. And again, the problem is what? They've deceived you to think you're weak. They've deceived you to think that you're weak. They keep you in fear. And that's how they rob you and make a slave out of you. So you've got to go through these 7 steps, folks. I keep telling you, people call me, I realize, oh, you know me for a long time? Obviously, you have not stayed our website for a long time, my friend. You've got to on your drive tool from work. Plug in the videos. Okay, so that's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two.
And what about
trust?
Okay.
Hold on. I'll answer your question. I did get your question.
Okay.
Maybe a trust is a good thing. Useful in your business. Estate planning. Maybe not. Maybe you don't need it. Isn't it? Be all, end all, some trust salesman tell you, oh, you can do this, trust and be tax-free and they don't see you, you know, you hide. No need. You may not need a trust at all. What makes you think you need a trust in the first place?
maybe possible creditors, anybody who wants to invade, or taxes, red flags. That was the whole idea of someone told me you should do a trust. Well, I figured I'd talk to the man probably would know more than anybody. I mean, it's you.
Well, it's valid for estate, business planning, trust, corporations, LLCs, partnerships, and more. They're all just fine. If that's what you're doing, you can do that. You own a business, you own a home, you own real estate. What is it you're trying to protect from lawsuits or any third party taking your money?
Was that a question?
What do you have to protect? You have a business?
A business, and a property.
Okay. So, yes, you probably good idea if you have trust and or LLCs or corporations or entities. Yeah. But they got to be done properly, put together properly. Okay. To them to really protect it. For example, for trust, if you want to really protect it, you should not be the beneficiary or the real owner of the value of the, you know, of the home or real estate or business, because that's you. You can be trustee and run it, legally have control, but it cannot belong to you. It belongs to a nonprofit organization, to a church, to your children, somebody else, you know, but you cannot be owner of it and still have protection from any third party attacking what's in the trust. Does that help you?
Okay. Yeah. Yep. And, even
anything
though
else?
Trust is a place to have a different name on it, but you should have the trustee someone else's name.
No.
That's what you're saying.
No. You're not committing fraud here. Okay? You're not committing fraud. If maybe trust is not what you want or need. I can refer you to a professional to help you.
When you said when somebody else's name, that would be, you're talking about the trustee. I thought you were speaking of.
No, the beneficiary cannot be used.
The beneficiary
is whose benefit the trust is created, is the actual owner of the value of the assets in the trust. You give up actual ownership. It's not yours anymore. It belongs to the beneficiaries, your grandkids, or third party. You can run it for their benefit, their profit, but it's not yours anymore. So who told you why you should get a trust?
Oh, some other friends that have one. So
well,
and I know,
I'm not
I guess
sure
there's different
would...
kinds too. There's different kinds of trusts, but
no, there's really two kinds of trust. The one that really you're the beneficiary still, and that means it's still yours. It's a living trust. That means you really own it still. And one that beneficiary is somebody besides you. They own it. That's it. All the other names they gave, super duper, sovereign, pure, non-statutory, common law, sovereign, power, Massachusetts, founding fathers, all these kind of labels they give them are just a bunch of sizzle. Okay? You tell a tree not by the name people give it, by the fruit it gives. It's a banana tree by the banana gives. Apple tree by the apple it gives. A trust, the label doesn't matter. It's how it's structured and organized that matter. Who is the beneficiary number one? Who is the trustee number two? Okay? That's all that really matters. So don't fall for the nonsense. And your friends may have fallen for that nonsense. So they don't set the trust right. So if and when somebody does try to pierce through the trust, they can lose. Okay, so if they don't do it right because they thought, oh, I got a trust in this fantastic magic trust. Somebody sold me. Okay? Anything else?
So why wouldn't I just put the name of the property in someone else's name, like my daughter?
You can do that. It's a great idea. Let your children be the beneficiary. That's a great idea. You may run it and manage it for benefit of your daughter. Absolutely great way to go.
Because that would save all the hassle of having a trust if you're going to have it someone else.
It is a trust. It is a trust, but legally you run it for the benefit of your daughter. Okay? At some future point, you give control also to her. Or you control it even if she owns it.
All right. When you were mentioning before the two different trusts, there was the living trust, and the other one would that be the someone else, the beneficiary?
Irrevocable,
right?
Right. The one we just discussed where your daughter owns it, beneficiary or the trustee, that's irrevocable. Nobody can change it or destroy it or pierce it. That's protecting the assets because it doesn't belong to you, it belongs to your daughter. But the other kind that you are the beneficiary, you know, no matter who the trustee is, it's still you. You are the one that really owns it still. Okay?
Correct. Yep.
Very good. All right, here's a question. I got to go to the next caller, my friend. Are you good right now?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
You're welcome, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to another caller from area code 310 from West Los Angeles, California. I used to live out there also. You know, 310, my friend. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hello, can you hear me? Oh, hi. So my name's Ellington. And I heard about you. I was just doing some browsing on YouTube before you all got moved away from there.
Our old channel or new channel on YouTube?
I was the very first one. I saw an interview that you did with some fellow, you know, talking about, you know, the tax laws and how they were all, you know, rubbish and really just a great big Ponzi. And, you know, I found some interest in, you know, your message and so forth, did a bit of research, and I said, you know, let's follow the buggy on this one.
Okay. And how do I help you, Ellington?
Okay, so I've got a strange situation. So I'm a film director. Right now, I came to the United States in 2019 under a contract to do protocol videos for insurance companies, and like training videos and so forth. So I've had dual citizenship since around 2010. When everything got shut down with the, you know, with COVID and so forth, the opportunity for the PPP loans came, right? Now, there was some form that we had to present. So I was a very small company. It's just myself and three other employees in my film company. So there was a form that we had to present. Do you know? I'm not sure. It was like a 1040, something like that. We had to attach that to the PPP loan, right? So now, in the hustle of all of this, we sort of slid it in on the very last week that they were accepting them. And so, you know, in the preparation of that paperwork, I was told that you just had to have that, you know, that tax form present there and answer all the questions, and that, you know, just to get it in by the deadline, didn't have to be filed. Well, with everything going on, I've had family members die, I've had to go back overseas and so forth. Now, they granted the PPP loan, but I never actually filed that paperwork. So I was wondering, I've gotten emails and so forth from the government saying they've forgiven the loan. Now, I was scheduled for two draws, but I only got one draw from my company, and that was the end of it. So I didn't get my second draw, but there was a tax form that we put in, but I never actually got around to filing it. I was wondering if I actually need to file that. It was a very long time ago. I'm not sure if we've gone stale on it, but it certainly would like, you know, your expertise on this.
I got to see what you did and then do some more research with you on the phone to be able to give you a better answer. I don't know enough about this to know that, I did this or did not do. Well, that makes it more complex. Let me see what you got. You did clearly. See what you've done. Then I can see what else may relate to it. And by talking to you, then I can give you a better accurate answer.
Okay. Okay, now how would you and I continue this? How would I be able to get that information to you? Again, I'm not for certain what form it was, you know. And again, there was they had a payout of about $20,000. Another half of that we ended up getting because they broke it up in two draws. But again, they needed that tax paperwork, you know, in order to file to complete the application for the PPP loan. But again, at that time, the standard was you didn't have to actually file it. You just needed to have everything filled out, you know, for your filing. And so I do have record a lot of that. But like I said, it just ended up never really getting around to it. And by the time I came back to the States, I said, you know what, we never bloody filed that paperwork. Didn't know if it was really necessary, if it's all been forgiven. Was it what they told me?
Look, I don't like government handouts. I don't like socialism because that's money borrowed out of thin air from the Federal Reserve or robbed from somebody else. So I'm not a specialist in this kind of stuff. I don't know. Okay, I'll have to help you out if you want to, you know, do a private one-on-one consultation on our website. I'll be happy to do that. But I really need to see you. You give me further information, will not help you. I got to see the details of your situation to be able to give you any kind of a idea as to, you know, what may be going on. You may not. I don't know. Sound like you probably do from what you say, but often people tell me one thing on the phone. When I see the paperwork, it shows something completely different. You know, so I need to see what the paperwork actually says.
Okay. All right. And again, how is it that you and I can follow up? Is there
I look at my screen, okay? I do private one-on-one consultations. I normally charge $1,000 an hour, okay? However, for the first hour, it's only $500. However, if you talk to one of my experienced activists I've trained, it's only $250, and then I'll get on the phone as necessary in case they cannot help you with the situation. Your situation is more complex probably.
Okay.
You probably need to talk to me at the end, so you may want to do one with me alone because I got to see what you got going on here.
Right.
Yours
is
more
it's
unique.
Kind of Right, as I thought. I do appreciate you taking some time to have a listen, and we'll be in touch soon, yeah?
All right, my friend. Look forward to hearing from you. Are you from Australia or England, Ellington?
I'm from England. I'm from Lambeth.
Okay, right. And you're a dual citizen since 2010, you said?
Yes. My father purchased real estate in Harlem, New York. Under those pretexts, we were able to expedite our citizenship because of land ownership in the States.
Okay.
I'm now just a private film director.
Very good. Hope you leave that International Communist Republic of Mexicania very soon.
Right. Okay. Well, very well to you.
Okay.
And we'll be in touch soon.
You got it, my friend. Thank you. Cheers, my friend. All right, let's put the number on the screen. One more time in case we have a last caller with a question, 657-383-1755. On your telephone keypad, press 1, and I will take your question now. 657-3815 on your telephone keypad, press 1, and I will take your question now. Okay? Let's see. I think we got a call from 8 code. We took the calls, didn't we? 708 caller. Let's see. We took everybody's question. We already did. Yeah, it's all good. Very good. All right, guys. So that is it. Hope to see you all in February. And, folks, you hold the key to your freedom. And that key is at freedomlawschool.org. Do your homework and live free in peace, confidence, prosperity, love, and joy now.